Thanks, Manaz, and thanks everyone for joining us, and good morning. I was here today to give the local public health perspective and our role, and like Manaz was saying, we sit at a very unique time in public health where there's collaboration and integration and expectation of that throughout the system, and really looking at the treatment of the person, all their services, the whole person, but also integrating more closely our public health services and our clinical care services. And I have no disclosures. But first I wanted to clarify, and I'm guilty of this myself, and you'll hear me say this throughout, clarify some definitions. When I'm talking about local health department or local public health today, I'm talking from the local public local government public health perspective, the local health department. And this is very local. As many of you are seeking to understand or partner more with your local government public health infrastructure, it's different in every jurisdiction. And in the case of Los Angeles County, our Department of Health Services, which we have we're lucky enough to have one of the few remaining standing public hospital systems and primary care public clinical systems in the country, is separate from our public health work. And in many places, though, it's combined, or it's combined with other health and human services. So I also want to emphasize that, so I'll be using local health department or local public health a lot, but I mean from the government agency perspective. And then I did want to, you know, make it clear too that there is local public health with a little L, little P, and little H, because when it really comes down to it, the local government public health department in a jurisdiction, in terms of the individual level services that we might provide through a public health clinic or through our contracted providers for special populations, only serves a small percentage and touches a small percentage of the individuals in that area. And that local public health is a system that really everybody has a role to play, whether you're a community-based organization, whether you're a hospital system, public or private, or a large health plan. We all have a role to play, and we influence the people's health in our communities. So today we just want to go over also from our perspective, what we talk about when we mean population health, and Manaz gave a great definition of population health that we go by also, but if you notice this in the definition, it said group of population. So I just wanted to share what we see as our group, our population group, when we talk about population health, and examples of some of our work that we do to give you a sense of our range. And then also, given the work that we do, what are some practical areas of collaboration and integration between us, managed care plan, or our healthcare system. So just to bring it all at the 10,000 foot view and bring it all in context, we in public health were so excited to see codified in the ACA population health and the recognition that unless we want to really control costs and affect that lower part of the triangle for the AAA, and you've all probably seen this 1,000 times, that the conversation is moved beyond talking about quality of care and patient safety and patient satisfaction and cost-effective care to also talk about prevention, preventing people from getting and needing those intensive resources in the first place. And that's where local public health has often been working in, and that's our expertise, working in that area, whether it be working with community-based organizations to do community health planning, doing health promotion, and also the traditional health protection that you might see us doing a lot, which is like the disease investigation, the restaurant inspections. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about that population health definition that I was mentioning. For a local public health department, we really consider that our population is the entire population of our jurisdiction, a geographic government jurisdiction, everyone in that jurisdiction. And that means that we share populations of various clinical care sectors. And when a hospital is, say, doing the community benefits programs, for example, it's different in that it's looking at a catchment area. And that catchment area some of it may actually go outside of the jurisdiction. But we also share population, because we're covering everyone in the jurisdiction, with various healthcare systems for us to navigate and collaborate with. So that could be, say, a community health center serving mostly the low income and under and uninsured, to a large managed care plan, which being in California, large managed care presence, and in particular Kaiser in Los Angeles County. And then also, say, a hospital system that has to do community benefit planning. And then specialty areas like behavioral health services, mental health systems of care, too. We also have a very, therefore, broad conceptualization of healthy community. For us, these are some of the models that we look at as we've done our community health planning. We like the definition and that was developed from the California Health and All Policies Task Force of a really broad what is a healthy community, which kind of broadens the WHO definition of health and well. And so it's talking about meeting the basic needs of all, socioeconomic opportunities, equity in those health and social opportunities, and so that's recognition that social relationships are really important and that infrastructure can help to build those social relationships. So we take a very broad view of health and really include a wellness component in that. We also, similar to Kaiser and other community benefit processes we've seen in for their health planning, really liked the county health ranking model. With our stakeholders, we found that resonated. Mainly, it communicated well the role of the determinants of health, the social and physical determinants, those drivers of health, as well as the clinical care sector in terms of explaining how we view the factors that lead to health status. And we also like the National Prevention Strategy News Prize. So I wanted to give a quick overview, some examples of some of the work that is happening in our department. And we engage in community health, population health work at many different levels. We touch the community at many different levels. And I thought this was a nice conceptual framework to give that example. So we do provide direct services, and that, again, is different with every jurisdiction. But we have public health clinics, and they provide mainly, like, say, TB and STD control. It is not primary care. We also have substance use disorder services, and then we have services that we provide through our contract providers, so, for example, home visitation through our nurse family partnership. And then we also do a lot of technical assistance and provider education. We do community outreach education. So, for example, we have speakers bureaus. We go to the community health fairs. We get data requests both from individuals, like students wanting data, to people doing community health planning, to community-based organizations that need it for applying for a grant. Because the data is, we're a public agency. It's owned by everybody. And we also do a lot of training of providers. So whether it be the health officer directive for requiring flu immunization and wearing a face mask if you're sick, to training and primary care providers on screening for tobacco use and how to start that conversation, what resources we might have for quitting smoking. We also find ourselves being the convener in a lot of cases, particularly for some initiatives. So we get a lot of disaster preparedness funding federally, and we are the convener for the disaster resiliency project in Los Angeles County, making sure that communities, working with community agencies and neighborhood groups, making sure that communities are resilient for disaster. We also have convened other county departments for initiatives like Parks After Dark, which brought in health activities, public safety officers, and the community to use parks at high peak violent and times in the summer so that youth can have something else to do in the neighborhoods that we found had a lot of homicide and crime in the summer months. So we also find ourselves involved at the very high level. So whether it be our health and wellness regional centers of excellence that we hope to build and using our current area health offices for community convening, but also our policies for livable active communities and environments really start to work at the built environment issues. And we also do a lot of policy work through working on smoking ordinance, for example. So in these next two slides, I want to talk a little bit about the infrastructure. How do we do all this? We saw the levels of community work. And how are we built to do this? So being a jurisdiction as large as Los Angeles County, we have 10 million people, and we would be the seventh largest state in population size. So we have split ourselves into eight regions, and we have four area health offices that act like our local public health department for two service planning areas each. And we have, and these area health officers are medical, are physicians, and they are they're local health officers, and they're responsible both for the running of our clinics, any disease outbreaks and investigations, and making sure their staff attend to that, as well as our boots on the ground, community liaisons who are public health nurses and health educators, boots on the ground, participating in hospital community benefits assessments, doing some of these program initiatives that I just talked about, and also building coalitions in a few spas that we have where there was no natural convener that happened to bring the community stakeholders together to do community health planning. So very specifically, some initiatives that we worked with are making sure that the hospitals in their region are designated baby-friendly, helping to plan and get organizations to get grant funding for markers on trails so that the built environment for their parks is better for physical activity, and working with various cities and their city council on those kinds of initiatives locally. So it becomes very local. We have so many different levels of service that we're providing. And then so that is our infrastructure, boots on the ground for area health offices, but we also have a wide variety of initiatives through programs in the department. So like I mentioned, our emergency preparedness, our policies for livable active communities and environments. And we also, for example, work in environmental health. Environmental health is in our department, and we do everything from restaurant inspections to inspections of public pools to a toxic strike team, which is a cross-county department, look at where environmental toxins are being leaked by industry in different specific neighborhoods to make sure environmental justice is taken care of. So, and we do also fund and have helped support the insertion of health and wellness in the general plans of cities, in particular the city of Los Angeles. I mean, that's what the health atlas is. But more similar to the CHNAs, we're embarking on a new process. Local health departments all over the nation are going through a voluntary accreditation process. How many people are familiar here with public health? Oh, all of you. So I won't go into it too much. Many of you. So as you know, because you're in it, it's very similar to the CHNAs. So we have to do the community health assessment. The community has input into the stakeholders. The stakeholders have input into the indicators, and it looks at the health status and also factors influencing health. And then also prioritizing those issues with the community and leading into the community health improvement plan, which is a 5-year strategic plan for improving health for all residents in the jurisdiction. And with some key differences from the CHNAs, and there's a little typo here in the slide, it should say 3-year cycle, which is the CHNAs, versus a 5-year cycle for the community health improvement planning that's needed for accreditation. And also the populations, whereas we're not doing a catchment area, which, like I said, might be outside of the jurisdiction, we're doing the whole jurisdiction, and it's not just the vulnerable populations we serve, everyone. We also want to be clear that the CHIP is not a strategic plan for the local health department, which is different than CHNA, which is what the hospital or community benefits, what the hospital is going to do, what the health system is going to do to help to add and improve the community and address it. This is a strategic plan for the whole jurisdiction, and that will involve other county departments to really move the needle on population health as well as our partners in the community. So given all this context, when it comes down to, given the similarities between the community health planning work that local health departments now have to do and the community benefits process, What are some opportunities, some practical opportunities where we can collaborate? And this is the start of an exciting time, and we have a lot more partnership opportunity to explore, I think, and talk about. So I'm not saying we have done all this, but these are some possibilities. So a lot of assets that we have as a local health department, particularly if you're looking to partner with one, is we are given that we are keepers of population health data for the jurisdiction often, we have in-house epi and demographic expertise. We have demographers on board, for example. And we have growing GIS capability, ability to map, and health impact assessments in a few places. We've been lucky enough to be able to have the research and analytical staffing and backgrounds of our staff to look at the health impacts of non-health sector policies, to really help to push those policies that will and inform those policies and decision makers that will really change our systems and environments to improve health. And then, which often aren't not obviously health, so for example, transportation or housing sectors. And then we have the population surveys that we do, and we have disease surveillance data, we have vital statistics, but sometimes the clinical care systems are more able to access proprietary data at the smaller geographic level that we don't have the funding to do. And then they also have the data, especially if it's a large health system, very useful population data, like from the EHR. So exactly how well is diabetes controlled, for example, in a patient population. So opportunities there would be to join forces on data collection, if we could come to a common set of indicators so we're not all reinventing the wheel and spending a lot of resources to do the same work. And if we could come together to do similar benchmarks in community planning, and we all are trying to move the needle on population health, can we agree to some of the same targets? And also, since we do have a wide variety of folks, some of the environment, especially for Los Angeles County, we have a lot of folks really well versed in modeling and analysis and evaluation programs, to also be a partner in the analysis of community benefit interventions and applying together similarly, because we have those capacities, so applying together for some clinical and innovative research grants together, like those from PCORI. For community planning, we are able to bring to the table, we convene other departments, we're used to doing that. We have a lot of safety net providers that some hospital systems may not be involved with. So, for example, whether it be some of those social services or advocacy groups, we also really could use from the community benefit program side some of their experience with development, encouraging funding and grant making, and connection with other community benefit colleagues in their sector, because we're doing such similar work. And oftentimes we find our hospitals are a little more closely engaged with the business sector, and we find that would be helpful too. And we also always are pushing that population health and social determinants perspectives, that it's not just about services, and even services outside, but services that we can, services such as for social services like housing or food pantry, but services that really could be at the broad population level that the Department of Public Health provides, such as the policy work in making a community healthier. So there's a lot of, I'm going to speed through, but there's a lot of common interest in the community health planning side. But I really wanted to emphasize is that's just collaboration. I think if we really want to do that triple aim, there'll have to be more integration, and we're not quite there yet, but I think there are some exciting opportunities to get there. And some of the challenges to overcome for getting more into integration rather than just partnership and collaboration is that for some of our work at the individual level, where we might do health education, do a cooking class, or help a community partner do those, we don't have a good way to bill for some of those population health projects. And there's no code for some of that, right? So, and we also, if we were to say refer one of our patients, or they were to refer a clinical system or refer someone to us for, say, smoking cessation or counseling or a home visit from the nurse family partnership, we're not able to share patient data very easily either. We're not quite there yet with the system. So those are some overall system challenges I think we'll have to overcome if we really want true integration of clinical care and local public health. But there are some opportunities to test those things out, to test out payment models that would bring us together. And so those are some of the ones from, like, accountable care organizations, the various different kinds from CMMI. And then we have more in California, the Coordinated Care Initiative, which is a start, which is bringing together for the dual eligible population mental health, primary care, and public health a little more closely together to make, because they're a very resource-intensive group, to make sure that coordination of care happens better. And then locally, our Board of Supervisors has included health neighborhoods in the strategic plan, and 5 pilot neighborhoods to really integrate not just substance use, mental health, and primary care, but also wrapping around them, I have a quick slide on it, wrapping around a whole variety of other community-based organizations, our regional centers, our other public health services that we have around that, making sure that there's no wrong door approach. If someone comes in to a community-based agency for clothing, but then they find out that they have issues with diabetes, how can we get them all the services that they need, and vice versa? So it's a very exciting future, and at the conceptualization of it, really, our funding streams too long have been siloed, and we're really going to be able to stop looking at individuals as this is a diabetes issue, now you also have a different housing issue, but really trying to serve the entire person more seamlessly. So we're looking forward to the partnerships that we might have in the future. Thank you.